Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Bamidbar. This week's Seder is, of course, Parshas Bamidbar. We know there's a general rule, Parshas Bamidbar, it's typically read on the Shabbos prior to Shavuos, with certain exceptions. This year in Eretz Yisrael is one of the exceptions. They read Parshas Bamidbar last week. They're reading Parshas Noso this Shabbos, but we're reading Parshas Bamidbar as generally before Shavuos. And since Shavuos is, of course, right after Shabbos and Mosoi Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, I decided this evening to speak about a Shavuos topic, and that is to look at the question, as I entitled the shiur, why do we celebrate Matan Torah on Shavuos? Now, that sounds like a strange question. Well, what do you mean? That's we got the Torah. That's what Shavuos is about. So what do you mean, why do we celebrate Matan Torah on Shavuos? But as we'll see in the shiur this evening, it may not be quite as simple as all that. First of all, as is well known, the Torah itself never specifically links the Yom Tov of Shavuos with Matan Torah. The Shavuos is mentioned a couple places in the Torah with the other of the Shalosh Regalim, but the place where two places where it's mentioned in some detail, one actually there are three. The one is in Parshas Pinchas when it talks about the Karbonos, which we lain for Musaf, before Musaf on each of the days of Shavuos. But the other two places in the Chumash, which identify a little bit about Shavuos, makes no mention of Matan Torah whatsoever. The first source in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perek Kav Gimel, starting in Pasuk Tezvav, we know with Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, Sartem Lachem Mochas HaShabbos, Meom HaVeyachemes HaOmer, Tenufa Sheva Shabbos HaTzmimus Tiena, we have to count seven complete weeks, Abim Mochas HaShabbos HaShabbos, till the end of the seventh week, right? And then that's in Pasuk Tezvav. A few Pesukim later, Pasuk HaFalof, after the Torah describes what special carbon is brought on Shavuos. Besides the carbon musaf, we have a special carbon called the Shtei Alechem. It says, Chavalef, Ukrosem be'etzem ayom azem Mikra Kodesh Yalechem. This very day shall be declared as a day of Mikra Kodesh. Yontif, Chomlechas Avodah Lausasu, not at work like on Yontif and so on. Chukas Olam Chomos Osechem Dor Osechem. That's in Parshas Emor, again, identifying the Halev Shavuos with the completion of the 7 weeks of the count that begins on the second day of Pesach, no mention whatsoever anything to do with Matan Torah. In Parshas Re'eh, which we lay in on the second day of Shavuos, on Monday, it says in Dvarim Perek Tazayin Pasuk Tes, again, Shiva Shavuos Tisparach, you count 7 weeks when you begin the harvest and so on, Tachel Lispar Shiva Shavuos and Pasuk Yud, when that's over, Vasisa Chag Shavuos, L'Shem Alekecha, you celebrate the holiday of Shavuos, and so on. Again, no mention of anything to do with Matan Torah, just that it's the completion of the seven-week count that started on the second day of Pesach. However, as we well know, in the Kiddush and the davening on Shavuos, we do refer to Shavuos as Man Matan Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet. There's only one siman about Shavuos, the very end of Hilchos Pesach. Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet Tziv Alef. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'yom Chamishim L'Sfiras Omer Hu Chag Shavuos. The 50th day of the Omer, that is Shavuos. After the 49th day, then comes day 50, is Shavuos. V'seder, so that's, you know, that's like it says in the Torah, right? The 50th day of the Sira, that is Shavuos. Then it says, V'seder, ha'tvila k'mo v'yomtov shel Pesach. The davening is a yomtov davening like on Pesach. Ela she'omrim, instead, we say, instead of saying, it's yom chag ha'matzah, zeh zman chayv seinu, ela she'omrim, it's yom chag ha'shavuos, zeh zman matan Torah seinu. So in the davening, and likewise in the Kiddush, we make reference to Shavuos as zman matan Torah seinu. Okay. Even though the Torah itself never draws such a connection. The Magen Avraham, in his introductory remarks there in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, asks a fascinating question. He says, Kashali, Heich anu omer v'shavuos yom matan Torah seinu, how do we taka identify Shavuos as the day the Torah was given? What's wrong? Da Torah nitna b'yom nun aleph l'sfira. Actually, it was the 51st day of the Sfira, counting starting the second day of Pesach that year, pardon me, in Har Sinai, it was the 51st day of the Omer, so to speak, that the Torah was given. Why? So he spells it out. The Hayotzu Mitzrayim Biyom Hey, because he says they came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Yitzis Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. But Torah Nitna B'Shabbos, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. So do the math, right? You have Thursday, so Friday is, quote unquote, the first day of the Sefiras HaOmer, so it ends. And the Torah was not given on Friday, and it ends on the Thursday, day 49, so day 50 is Friday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. How does he know this? So that's both of those points I mentioned in the Gemara. One Gemara, Shabbos, Pei Zion, Amid Beis, 5. Toshma Nisan, Shabo Yotzi, Yisrael Mitzrayim, Barbos, Oshok, Tupischem. The year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Nisan, on the 14th of the month, they slaughtered the Korban Pesach. V'chamish Osar Yotzi, on the 15th, they went out. Ula Erev Laku Bechoros, and that night was Makkos Bechoros. The Gemara parenthetic, it doesn't mean the night, the following night. La Erev Sakavetra, that night, Miba Erev, the previous night, Laku Bechoros, it was Makkos Bechoros, Egyptians, fine. But also Hayom Chamishi B'Shabbos, how the Gemara says, that day, the 15th of Nisan, when they came out of Mitzrayim, that year, that 15th of Nisan was on a Shabbos. Okay, and Rashi explains, La Erev means Well, Erev sounds like it's the following night, means the previous night. Fine. But for our purposes, that's the Magen Avraham is drawing from. And he says, Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on a Thursday. That's what the Gemara says. Earlier, a page earlier in that same sugya in Shabbos, Pei Vav Amud Bey, he's going over to Pei Zayin Amud, we have the following interesting machlokas between the Tanakam and the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi. Tana Rabbanon at 7, B'shisha b'chodesh nitno Aseres HaDibros L'Yisrael. It was on the 6th of Sivan that the Aseres HaDibros Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros were given to the Jewish people on the 6th of Sivan. However, that's the Tanakam, that's the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'shivabo. Rabbi Yossi says on the 7th, okay? However, Omar Rava, and now Rava explains how they each got to their calculation. Rava Omar Rava, the Kula Alma Rosh Chodesh Oslo Midbar Sinai. Everybody agrees that it was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan that they arrived in Midbar Sinai. How do we know? Because Ksiv Hocha Bayoma Zeb Bo Midbar Sinai. If we flip ahead to Source 10 in Parshas Yisrael, which we lay on the first morning of Shavuot, Sunday morning we'll read it. Perikut Tes Pasuk Aleph, Bachodesh Ashish Litzes Meni Barretz, which most of course, Bachodesh Ashish Litzes Meni Yisrael Meretzayim, Bayoma Zeh Bo Midbar Sinai. This says Bachodesh Ashish, doesn't say which day. However, the Gemara draws an equation. Okay, Ksiv over here, second line of 7. Ksiv Hocha, Bayoma Zeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Ksiv Hossam, Hachodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Right, in Parshas Bo, when they're introduced to the midst of Kiddush HaChodesh and so on, the Pasuk says, I printed it in source 11. Shmos parag good base took a lot of base. Baruch Hashem, Moshe Aron, Meretz Yisrael, and more. Hachod is elachem Rosh Chodashim. We shall know elachem lachod sheyashana. So we draw an equation based on the word hazeh. By Om hazeh. What's the Om hazeh? Just like Hachod is hazeh. Just like that's talking about Rosh Chodesh. This is Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So everybody agrees that they arrived in Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay. Now the Kula Alma, and here's what's relevant to us now. Continuing the Gemara on the Shabbos Peivav Midbeis. The Kula Alma b'Shabbos. Nitna Torah Israel. Everybody also agrees that it was on Shabbos, the following Shabbos, that the Torah was given to the Jewish people. I don't know that. Ksiv Hocha Zochay Shom Shabbos Akach. Of course, it says in the Sefer Dibros, printed in source 12, Shmos Parakov Pasuches, Zochay Shom Shabbos Akach. And it says, now that was talking Zochay Shom Shabbos Akach, the word Zochor. And it also says, Ksiv Hosom, Bayom Moshalom Zochor Shom Azeb. That's a pasuk in Parshas Bo towards the end regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shmos Perek Yud Gimel pasuk Gimel in source 13. Vayom Moshe La'am Zochar Es Yom Hazeh Asher Tzosim Mitzrayim Beis Avadim, etc. So just like that was talking about that very day. Zochar means that very day. So when it says Zochar Yom Hazeh Yom Shabbos, it means that very day. That day is Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara works it out. Bottom line is everyone agrees they arrived at Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the Torah was given on the following Shabbos. Machlokas is it the 6th or the 7th of Sivan was given. So the Gemara spells it out. Ki pligi, in the 4th line of 7, it's still in Shabbat, at the bottom of Pei Vav Beis. Ki pligi, b'kviya diyarcha. When was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi Savar, b'chad b'shabbat ik b'yarcha. The first of the week, Sunday, first day of the week, Sunday, that was Rosh Chodesh that year. Okay? So Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. The Torah was given the following Shabbat. That means it was the 7th, right? And he spells out what happened. B'chad b'shabba ik b'yarcha. B'chad b'shabba lo omer lo v'lo midi. There was no communication with Kadosh Baruch Hu that day. Why? Mishum chulsa d'orcha. They were weary from having traveled. They were weak and tired from the travel. Nothing happened that day. Okay. B'trei b'shabba, the second day of the week, Monday. Okay. Omer lahem v'atem tiruli mamleches kohen v'goy kadosh. Again, I spelled out the psukim in source 10. I'm sorry, it's another page. But you look there, v'yisum erfidim and so on. Umosha Allah Elohim and Pasuk Gimel, Perikatas Pasuk Gimel, meaning on the third, on the second day of the week, Monday, right? The first day they just traveled and then they were weary from the trip. So then the next day Moshe went up, and that's when Hashem said in Pasuk Vav, attempt various other things, but leading up to Pasuk Vav, attempt Tioli Mamlechas Kanavagar Kadosh. So that was on Monday, getting back to the Gemara. Now I'm sorry I have to flip back and forth, but get back to the Gemara. So Monday, they were told there would be chosen people, attempt Tioli Mamlechas Kanem, etc. Bitlosa, on the third day of the week, Tuesday, Amar Lahu Mitzvah's Hagbala, okay, was the mitzvah to separate, to prepare. The 3 days we call the Shloshes Yimei Hagbala, okay. And that was told to them on Tuesday. Barboa, on the fourth day of the week, Wednesday is when they did the Prisha. So it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days of Shloshes Yimei Hagbala. And the Torah was given on Shabbos. Therefore, Biosi concludes the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. Figure out, Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, so all the other things happened in the week. The 7th day was of Sivan was on Shabbos. Rabbanan disagreed. Rabbanan Sabri, it was just a different question. Betray b'shabba ik b'yarcha. Rosh Chodesh was on Monday that year. Monday. It's the same idea. Betray b'shabba lo amalu b'lamidi. Nothing. Monday, nothing, you know, no communication with Kadosh Baruch Hu because, again, they were weary and the week from the journey and traveling. But Tlosa was on Thursday, the third day of the week, Tuesday. Amalu b'atem tioli. Barba amalu mitzvah hagbala. and they separated on actually the fifth and the sixth, 2 days. They were told about on the fourth. So the fifth and the sixth, they separate. We'll go back to Machlokes in a second. Okay. And Chamisha with Prisha, and then Thursday and Friday. And the Torah was given on Shabbos, but it was only the sixth of Sivan. Then the Gemara asked, 1 second, how did Rabbi Yossi have 3 days of Akbola? Mesa v'kidashto yom mochor. Pasuk says, and again, I printed it there at the end of the source 10. It says, Hashem said to them, I want to pasuk yud of Perek Yotes. Again, it's from the lady in the first morning of Shavuos. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Aleichem v'kidashto yom mochor. Today and tomorrow, only 2 days. So Akasha Rabbi Yossi. So how does Rabbi Yossi get the extra day? So I'm going to Rabbi Yossi, yom echad hosif Moshe midaito. Moshe added 1 day. Hashem told him 2 days. Moshe made 3 days of preparation. Okay. That's how it spells out. Okay. And you have, you can look at the Rashis to see how he interprets the Gemara, but basically we explained it. And Machlokas with Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is what day was the Shchodesh that week? Rabbi Yossi said it was a Sunday. So therefore, on Shabbos when they got the Torah, it was Zion Sivan. And according to the Rabbanan, it was Monday it was Shchodesh. So therefore, they got the Torah on Shabbos, which was the sixth of Sivan. Okay. So again, there's an important Rashi on the top of Pezanim and Aleph in source number 9, just how he explains the Psukim. You can work it out with the Psukim. I don't want to take that much time, but I mean, work it out. The tradition is that every time Moshe went back up the mountain, it was Bashkoma. Okay, you look at the second line of the Rashi on the top of Pezanim and Aleph, Dimaskal B'tlosa in source 9. Kol Ali Yosef Bashkoma Hayu. Each morning, each time Moshe went back up, it was early in the morning. So therefore, that day he was told, and there'll be a chosen nation. Next day went up. Again, Rashi works out the whole cheshbon. Bottom line for our purposes is that according to Biosi, the extra day of to bring it to total of three, Shloshim Avola, was added according to, but it was not. And at the end of the day, Machlokas was the sixth of Sivan or the seventh of Sivan, the Torah was given. But getting back to our issue in the Magen Avraham's Kasha, but Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. It says it was going on a Shabbos. So we go back to the original question. If it's true they came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday and they received, says the Liberals, on Friday, on Shabbos, whatever day of the month it was the sixth, it was the seventh, okay, that's a machlokes. Okay, depending on whether we understand that Moshe added a day or not. But either way, it was the 51st day since the count, not the 50th. So that's what the Magen Avraham asks, how in the world we go ahead to say on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torasenu, when in fact, we, you know, for us, Shavuos, of course, the 50th day, right? The Sfiras Homer ends day 49 is Shabbos. Tomorrow night, Shabbos is day 49. So the Shavuos is the 50th day. So that's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. So this is known as the Magen Avraham's Kasha. But as we'll see in a moment, it predated the Magen Avraham. Just like the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef by Hanukkah. And everyone knows Beis Yosef's Kasha on Hanukkah. Why the 8 days of Hanukkah? There was really enough oil for 1 day. So the miracle was only 7 days, right? That's the famous Kasha of Beis Yosef. And there are many, 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 many answers to that question. But known as the Beis Yosef Kasha, but the Rosh already said that predates the Beis Yosef. Fine. So we look in a few other places. We find similar or even the same Kasha by people before the Magen Avraham, by Rishonim. In source 14, the Hadazik Kanim. That's a commentary from the Balei Tosfos on the Torah in Parshas Emor, Perakov Gimel Vayikra Posuk Tezayin. Okay. Ask the question a little bit differently. We celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan. Well, that's nice according to Rabbanan, but not according to Biosi. According to Biosi in the Gemara we just read in Shabbos on the Pezayin, the Gemara Pevav and Beis going over to Pezayin and Aleph, we just read that Biosi held was on the 7th. So look at the Hadas of Kenneth 14. Chayin Makshin Olam, Kamel and Kerbiosi, Domer Perak, Omer Vekiva, that's the Perak and Shabbos. Bezayin Besivan in the Torah, Vanachno Sin Shavuos Bevav Besivan. So it's a similar question, not exactly the same, but the same problem. How do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the 7th of Sivan, on the 6th of Sivan, when according to Biosi it was given on the 7th? Okay. Echanachno is Kimyom Aleph Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Harlo Nutor Jom Zayin. The Omer Hari, the Kaver the Lekka, El Yom Echad, Zman Shinu, Shapir Koma, Vizkir Zman. The Re, the Balei Tosfos quote, the Re, that notice that the term is not Yom Matan Torah Seinu, it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It was that time. It's 1 day difference. It was the same time zone. Okay, but it was, you know, the same basic time. It was this time of year, this season. So it's okay to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, even though it wasn't the exact day. That's the answer over there in the Hadas of Canaan. The Rosh, in his parish on the Torah, the parish is Bo, Perikud Bezos Mos Posek Lamites, Diwans Lekil Chomet, and he also says, Omru Zekon Abrocha, Pesach Shiyotzi Yisroel Mitzrayim, Chamisha B'Shabbos Hoya, Ushurus B'Shabbos Hoya, right? The same problem, okay? And he mentioned the Machlokas, the Gemara and Shabbos we mentioned, okay? He says, but by us, Shavuos is always the day. Shavuos is always the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach, right? First day of Pesach, that's famous, Atbash, Aleph Tov. Saying the first day of Pesach is same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, following Tisha B'Av. This year, Tisha B'Av, again, first day of Pesach is Shabbos. Tisha B'Av will be on Shabbos. Oh, we observe it on Sunday, but it lands in the same day of the week. And Bash, Be'ishin, means the second day of Pesach, whatever day of the week, the second day of Pesach was, Shavuos will be. And it is. Second day of Pesach was a Sunday. All the other holidays fit in too. Discuss another time. Anyway, V'yesh Loma Damrina Hosberg, giving you E.R. Dahi Shata Mil Yuav. And Nirish Chamishim Ve'echad Yom Hoy Pesach Atzeres, Shadayin Lo Nitztabo Sirus Omer. A Pesach Medab V'nashon Rabo Shal Olam E.R. Choser. That year, you had an extra day because maybe that year, depending on how the calendars, remember when they sanctified the month based on the new moon, so it wasn't fixed like us today. By us now, Iyar, the month that ended a few days ago, was a 29-day month. That's why it's only one day of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay, Nisan was a 30-day month. That's why 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So that year, Iyar was a day longer. That's what he says. But the bottom line is, don't bother me, he says, about Sfiras HaOmer, because the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer wasn't given yet. Okay, well, it wasn't the 51st day of the Sfira that they got. This answer is among the Rams, Kasha answered by the Rosh. He said it wasn't the 50th. It was what Sfira? Whose Sfira? The end of the period, that's when I got it, right? How many days it was. But it doesn't matter. Okay, it was that day in Sivan. It was that day in Sivan. That's what he says. And it was not yet. There was not yet any mitzvah. Sfira is Omer. The Chizkuni says something similar in Parshas Yisro. Perikut Tesunos Pasuk Aleph, Elmazed, and so on and so forth. He works it out. And he says, how do we understand? So he says, what the Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Again, according to Biosi, this is not a problem. According to the Rabban, it's not a problem. We celebrate on the 6th of Sivan. Who can, we could argue, answer among the Rabban's Kasha, who can that year, that's the first answer to the Rosh. That year, it worked out that the 6th of Sivan was a day later, it was day 51. But it doesn't bother me, says the Rosh, because there was no Sfiras HaOmer. We weren't matching it up to Sfiras HaOmer, a certain day of the Omer. It was, understand that calendar, the 6th of Sivan. According to the Rosh, according to the Rabbi Yossi, it's a different problem. The 7th of Sivan, okay, so he says the months, well, one of the months was a little bit longer. Okay, it was a day longer, so it pushed it off a day. Again, but we weren't worried about the Sfiras HaOmer. That's what Chizkuni also says. Okay, that year, Iyar was a full month. They were both 30-day months, both Nisan and Iyar. And therefore, Yesh Lomer lo nitztavo al Sfira ad lachabir. They weren't commanded the Sfiras HaOmer until later on. This was when they're coming out of Mitzrayim. So again, we don't care about the fact that it was 51 days if we would have been counting Sfiras HaOmer. The Chizkuni elsewhere, Parshas Emor, Perkov Gimel Vayikra, Posek Chof Aleph, has a different point. He says basically that the reason behind this holiday, it's really the weeks. It's counting the Shiva Shavuos. Okay? And the Torah never actually gave a date, just like the Torah never linked Shavuos with the Matan Torah. Also, Torah never gave a calendar date for Shavuos. The only way we know Shavuos is by counting the 7 weeks. We would have given a calendar date, we wouldn't have bothered counting the weeks. Okay, but now that we have to count the time of Ktzirus HaOmer, so now the 6th of Sivan always lands on the 50th day. But again, at that time, that was not an issue. In the drushes of Rabbi Yeshua, Ibn Shu'ib, was in the time of the Balei Tosfos. We have drushes from him, one of the few people we have drushes from in the days of Balei Tosfos. One of his drushes, again, we're only showing the drushes of Rabbi Yeshua, Ibn Shu'ib, and in the drush of Shavuos, he says also, Ein kedush el malaso b'avur matan Torah levad. Shavuos is not just only because of matan Torah. But Kedusha Sacheris, which is just great, at the end of a great Kedusha, at the end of a certain unit, we had to purify ourselves and so on. He says, it's not identified in the Torah like Pesach, Sukkot, or Shani Yom Kippur. Okay, it never says, Lo Amar, in the end of the second line, Vov B'Sivan. Elisha saw Torah Snifel Chag Pesach, connected it to Pesach. Okay, that we have to know when Shavuos is. The Iker of Kedusha Yom was Enochanami. Says Shuib at the end of the first paragraph. If we're only concerned about Matan Torah, then you're right. Then we should have had Shavuos on the 51st day of the Omer, because that corresponds better to what happened back then. That's all we cared about. And he's right. All right. Again, he's not asking about Rambam's Kashya, he's addressing the issue. Really, Taka Shavuos, if that's all it did was identify as the day of Matan Torah, then Taka should have been Yom Nun Aleph. Okay, it should have been. And certainly, according to Yossi, said on the 7th, we shouldn't celebrate the 7th. Celebrate on the 7th. But rather, what's the idea? Okay. He says the idea is that we're trying to come to this time of year. We've completed this 7-week process. It's called Shavuos. What does Shavuos mean? Okay. It's interesting. In English, it's translated the old sort of Pentecost. And a Pentecost is actually the number of days, 50 days, but Shavuos is weeks. Okay. So that's the Iker. And he says an interesting thing. He says that's why, and it goes back to the other answer we saw from the Hadar Zakenim, the second paragraph of 18, in the Rishuv and Rishuv, ain't on our Omer Yom Matan Torah Seinu. Like on Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom Trua. Okay, we don't say Zman Trua, we say Yom Trua. On Kippur, we say Yom Slicha. Okay, but Pesach and Sukkot, because they extend several days. It's not just one day. Zman Chayruseno. On Pesach, Zman Simchaseno on Sukkot. Right? It's not just one day. We don't say Yom Simchaseno. Say Zman. It's a period of time. So that's what the Yeshua B'Shiva says here also. It's also Zman. And it really started when Moshe went up the mountain, the 3 days of Hagbola, and so on. It's all, and we celebrate on the 50th day because we've come to this conclusion, the end of this special time, and the Torah somehow links to the holiday of Pesach. And the Rivosh, in one of his Chuvah Simen Tzari Vav, also notes the same thing, 19, Shalot Tola HaKosuv Chag Shavuos B'Yom Matan Torah, El B'Yom Chamishim La'Omer, okay, connected to the 50th day. And he says an important point, we'll get to in a second, but he just says they did it because, again, this was the time for the Bnei Yisrael to get ready to receive the Torah and so on. And he points out, if we think about it for a moment, we'll recognize, and he points to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. All right, but let me just read one other point. He says there was no Omer when they left Mitzrayim. Okay, it was a matter of counting these 7 weeks. Like Rabbi Shuiv and Shuiv said, this grand time of getting ready and build up Kedusha and so on. But at the end, he refers to a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And look at I printed the Gemara over here because it's a very important point. Rosh Hashanah, Davav Mudbeis. Okay? We have a fixed calendar. But he says, you know what? When it was Kiddush al Pi Ra'iyah with the new moon, when the witnesses saw the new moon, so look what it says. The Tanya of Shmaya, this is 20 Rosh Hashanah, Davav Mudbeis. Atzeres means Shavuos. The language of the Mishnah, the Gemara, Atzeres is not Shmini Atzeres, it's Shavuos. It's called Atzeres. It's the conclusion. It's the end of Pesach. So Atzeres, Pa'amim Chamisha, Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva. Shavuos did not end up on a fixed day every year. Okay, it depends. Okay, sometimes Shavuos was on the 5th of Sivan, some years it was the 6th of Sivan, some years it was the 7th. So what did it depend on? Ha'ketzah, the Gemara spells it out. Shnehen Malayan, if the 2 months intervening, again, you start counting in the middle of Nisan. So if the month of Nisan is a full month, 30 days, and Iyar is also a full month, so it'll count 50 days, it'll come out that Shavuos was on the 5th of Sivan. Shnehen Chaseran, if they're both shorter months, which could happen. Right? Depends if the moon was seen or not. We have a fixed calendar. The moon goes around the earth every 29 and a half days. So that's why every Jewish month has either 29 days or 30 days. No 28 like February and no 31 like May and the other months. Okay? We have only 29 or 30. So therefore, it says the Gemara that it could happen. You could have two 29-day months in a row or two 30-day months in a row or switch off. Our calendar more or less switches off. Okay? That's why year was a 30-day month. Year was a 29-day month. Sivan will be the 3rd day month, there'll be 2 days of Chodesh Tammuz, more or less switches off. But at one time, depending on Adam, it could be that the moon will be visible. We know the Mola doesn't always match, when they announce the Mola, doesn't always match exactly when we have Rosh Chodesh. So if they saw the new moon, so it could be that in a particular year, both Nisan and Iyar were 30-day months, in which case, the 5th of Sivan will already be the 50th since the beginning of the Sphira. So Shavuos will be on the 5th. So it's really got nothing to do with the calendar date. That's the Rivosh's point. It has to do with day 50 from the Omer. That's the idea. Okay, as Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah Bereis 21, Pa'amim b'shisha, shahu shisha b'sivan, yom ha-chamishim l'omer, it comes out the 50th of the Omer. And again, he tells you, Shnei Melech, Nisan and Iyar, Rashi gives you the math, you want to figure it out. It'll come out different days. That's what Rivosh says. Bottom line, Rabosai, is that it comes out that Shavuos is not really a function of the calendar date, but in a certain sense, that only compounds our question. Okay, because Lamaisa, and that means that year was the 51st day. Now we saw Terutzim. We saw, okay, but it didn't matter that year. There was no Sphiris of Omer and so on. It was the end of whatever the 7 weeks was. However, that year it was a different, the months were of different length than they are now. Okay. All right. But bottom line, it's a little bit of a problem because the idea that, well, they didn't count that year and so on. And it's okay to say that year was day 51. Well, it presents a little bit of a problem because it seems, at least according to some, that year, it really should also have been on day 50. That year, it really was day 50, okay? Or at least day 50 played a role because when Moshe was at the burning bush, Shmos Perk, Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, 22, because Baruch Hu told him, Vayomer, ki eya imach, v'zelecha os kenuchi shlachticha, famous phrase, bo tziacha, isa'am, mitzrayim, tavdunas elokim ala harzeh. Moshe was told by the snap, by the burning bush, right away, when you bring the people out of Mitzrayim, bring them to this here mountain to serve me. Okay? Now, that means that Moshe, at least, understood that they're going to come back to this mountain shortly after leaving Mitzrayim. You look in the Sefer HaChinuch on the Mitzvah Sirius Omer, Mitzvah Shin Vav, 23. He says, "Mishor Shamitzal Tarab Shasha Kol Ikar Fisha Kol Ikar Yisrael Enu Ala Torah." The whole thing is the Torah. The whole world was created for the Torah, and we'll come back to Psukim. Okay, the world was created for the sake of Torah, and Moshe was told this right away. And therefore, basically, when you accept the Torah, then that'll be the completion of the Gula at the end of the first paragraph. When Shetekablu is a Klomer, Shetekablu a Torah, she ikar a Godel, she beshvil zehem migolah. That's the whole purpose of the Gula. That's why it's called Atzeres. It's the end of the Festival of Freedom, the end of Pesach, right? That's the Tachlis HaTova. All right, it's more than just being Yosem and Acheres Me'Abd. It's just more than being, you know, physically freed from slavery. It's got the Torah. Okay, Umipnei Canaan, because of this, in the second paragraph there in 23, the whole purpose is the Torah. That's why we have to count until the, you know, count this verse of Omer. But you look in the Rashba and the Ran, the Rashba and the Tshuva, Chela Gimel Simon Reish Peidal in 24, and the Ran is commenting on the Rif from Psochem, Daf Chof Ches and Aleph on the page of the Rif, both quote a Medrash. Kenneth doesn't quote it, and we don't have, at least to my knowledge, this Medrash extant anywhere, but it says, the 24, we'll read the Rashba, Kos of Rabbah, Itoz al Hagodah. Hagodah here doesn't mean Hagodah on Pesach, it means a Medrash, Agarato. Omru, Moshe informed the people, and we come out of Mitzrayim, we're going to serve Hashem on this mountain. When is this going to happen? They were looking forward. When's it going to happen? 50. After 50 days. And maybe there was no mitzvah Sirus Omer per se, so it wasn't exactly our Sirus Omer, but there was a count of anticipation. And then says Rashba, Mikan Kovach Chachom L'Sirus Omer. That's why we still have Sirus Omer, and that's why we still do Sirus Omer today. He says, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Korban Omer, right? It's Anu Mechashen Yom L'Simchas HaTorah, K'moshe Yisrael Monu Vososhah, like the Jews counted. And the Ran says also like that. Okay, quoting the same Medrash. So there was a count, and this seems like the count really should have come to day 50. But it's not true. It was day 51. So we have a problem. It's not so simple just to say, well, they weren't counting. According to this medrash cited by the Rashba and by the Ran and by others, there really was a count. It may not have been the technical mitzvah Sirus HaOmer that we know. Okay, but there was some sort of a count. It's like, you know, when you anticipate something, you look forward to something, you count. Okay, I guarantee you, all the kids know how many days are left to school this time of year. They all know. It's exactly, the teachers know too. Okay, how many days of classes are left? You're looking forward to something. You know how many days are left. The child that looks forward to his birthday party knows how many days are left to his party, right? So Bnei Yisrael were looking forward to. In fact, the Shibbolei Leket in Seder Atzeres Simon Reish Lamed Vav in 26 quotes this Medrash also, that they were told to come out and serve Hashem for 50 days and so on. He says it's merumas in the word. Look back in Pasuk, in Parag Gimel Pasuk Beis and Shmos, not Pasuk in 22. It says Botziach Hasham Mitzrayim Tavdun with a nun at the end. What do you mean Tavdun? Should say Tavdu. That's the word you shall serve. What is Tavdun? So Shmuel Aleket says the extra nun Yisera. Harei Anun, the third line, shall Tavdun Yisera. Amar Lekeitz Chamishim Yom. Nun is 50. So the end of 50 is already, Merumah is already hinted by the word Tavdun. They knew it was going to be 50, and that's why they were counting. And that's how the Kedushas Levi, in his commentary on the Parsha by Midbar, for Sfiris Omer, Kedushas Levi writes it. Okay, he writes, Zel Perish Apostle Tavdun, Selokim Perish, Tavdu Nun. Right? They should know that they couldn't wait for that day to come because it's going to be on day 50. So Mamela, the Bogan of Rome's question is back intact. Okay, again, if you want to say like Rabbi Yos, like the Rabbanan, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos because Sof Kol Sof, it is Zman Matan Torah Seinu in the sense that it's the sixth of Sivan. Okay, but that's a difficult answer because as we showed, Shavuos is not necessarily always, by our calendar, it's the sixth of Sivan. That's how some of the Shalom said, we saw. All right, they were commenting the way we work it out. But it wasn't really always the sixth, sometimes the fifth, sometimes sixth, sometimes the seventh. Okay, and second of all, it's clearly tied into Sirus HaOmer. And according to the Cheshbon, it came out on day 51, not day 50. You know, these other Makars seem to say they counted day 50. So the Mogan of Ram himself answers this Kasha, 28 now, the Mogan of Ram in Simon Tov Tzadi Dal answers the Kasha by quoting, to Kvar Tiret HaYud Mem. Yud Mem stands for Yud Mamoros, Asara Mamoros. Asara Mamoros, we printed in 29, is a Kabbalistic work by Ramah, not Ramah with an Aleph, and not Ramah with a Hey, the Rishon, but Ramah with an Ayin, Rabbi Menachem Azaria of Fano, Ramah Mifano. We have chosen him, and we have a Sefer called Asara Mamoros. So he says, look at the one of Ram, he says, the Baal Rama is Lama Yant of Shani Shal Golias. He says that the fat, Enochanami, the Torah was given on day 51. After all, we do observe Shavuos on day 51. It's going to be called the second day of Yom Tov. This coming Monday is day 51. This is a remez to the notion that there'll be a time they'll observe Yom Tov Shein Shel Goyos, and therefore we'll say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. On we say that on Monday, it's taka true. It's day 51. Works out very well. So there's a remez to this from Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And you know, it's a little bit of a funny teretz in a way, but the Magen Avraham notes the efshar dahainu tekomar yom echad hosif Moshe midaito. You know, Yom Tov Sheni was instituted by the Rabbanon. Well, Moshe was the first of the Rabbanon, right? Instituted an extra day that got pushed off because of an extra day. So therefore, it's a remiss to Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goyos. It's an interesting answer, you know, but that's the Magen Avraham. You look in the Asar Mamoros itself in 29, Mamar Chikor Din Chedek Beis Par Tezvog, he points out a further point, okay? He says, let's remember, where was Matan Torah? It was in Chutz Lartz. It wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So they thought, say, I have a remez, you know, that place where Matan Torah, Har Sinai, wherever exactly it is, they'd have to keep 2 days of Yontif there today, right? So it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, not part of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Kevin Shematan Torah, Har B'chutz Lartz. So Hashem Chofetz, Man Titko, Lita, and Chalken B'Saroso, and so on. That's his idea. The Chidoah adds to that in the Sefer Chalmas, Anoch, and Parshas Yisrael, in Osches, so it's 30, close home of Isako. He quotes this Ramah Mifano, Yom Nun Aleph was written in the Torah, but that's okay. Ikar is so godol, the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos, and he has a remez, the main Golos that we have now is Golos Edom, okay, and Edom, the Roman exile, Golos Edom, Edom and Gematria is 51, okay, you can play with all these things, that's the Chidon. The Chassam Sofer, a little bit bothered by this. Chassam Sofer in his commentary, the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Dalam Beitza, Dibu Maschel Itmar, 31. Chassam Sofer a little troubled. He says, I mean, it's a little funny. At the time of Matan Torah, you know, what a downer. At the time of Matan Torah, you know, let the Jewish people know there's going to come a time, you're going to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to keep an extra day. Sounds a little funny, right? So, and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos L'chora is a constant reminder when exile. Everybody goes to Eretz Yisrael, moves to Eretz Yisrael. They love to come back and tell you, I hope I don't have to keep 1 day. You know, personally, I happen to like 2 days of Yom Tov, but that's a different discussion. They just had some good friends here yesterday. You know, they moved to Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago. Oh, they love the idea of only 1 day of Yom Tov, you know, and then they, you know, I remember my father, Al Hashem, moved to Eretz Yisrael. He came back, he went to Yom Tov. What's this 2 day business? Whole life, you know, for 65, 70 years, he kept 2 days of Yom Tov. Okay, anyway, but some sofer. But it is a bit of a downer reminder that you're in Golos, right? Chassam Sofer says something very interesting. There in Beit Zadalim and Beit 31, he said, Nirali, now it wouldn't be true today because he could not envision the type of communication that we have today. But he says, you know, when the time will come, Lassid Lava, Eretz Yisrael will expand, and more lands will be included and so on, and therefore various other islands and lands will become technically part of Eretz Yisrael. They'll have to keep 2 days because they won't know, right? Again, he couldn't envision, text messaging or emails and so on. You can let people know everything in 2 seconds. But all right, he said it'll come a time. So, and who knows, you know, in those days, he said it'll be called Yom Tov Shel Gula. It'll be called Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos. It'll be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gula. For those people who are far away, the Gula came, but they won't know. Okay, actually, look at the end of the third line. He says, Al Kain Yasu Beis Yom Tov Shel Gula Seinu. Lo Shel Goyos. And Bervachnu Bezen. That it's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Okay. That ends the Magen Avraham's kasha because he's bothered. Look at the end of the fourth line. Chalila lirmos b'shas simchas libo matan Torah. You want to spoil the super simchas man matan Torah seno. Oh, what's hint at Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos? This is not the place to hint at it. You want to hint at Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos? Hint it up somewhere else. Don't hint at it by matan Torah. You know, depressing. He says, no, you know, that's the day we got free from Golos. Golos man dechar shemei. Why bring up Golos now? But he says, no, it's talking about the Gula Achrona. Okay. It's an interesting answer to some sofer. Again, it wouldn't apply now that we have different types of communication. The Chok Yaakov, Yaakov Reisha, on the page in Siman Tov Tzadi Dal, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sikot Nalev, Masha Maksha, Oda Magen Avraham, he quotes this Magen Avraham in the name of the Asar Mamor, is this Kasha, okay, that it came out on day 51, because they came out of Mitzvah on a Thursday, and they got the Torah on a Shabbos, so really day 51. Why do we do it? And he quotes the Teretz, and he writes at the very end of the third line of 32, Tiradzeh Tamua. Very strange teretz. It's the Merames and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goyos. Dim Kain, what ends up happening is Yom HaShenu Iker HaYom Tov. Because then it turns out the Yom Tov Sheni, next Monday, day 51, that's Iker day of Shavuos. And then Sunday is only the Tavos, you know, the real day. The real day is Man Matan Torah Seinu. We say it on Monday. That's when we really mean it. We say it's Man Matan Torah Seinu. We say it on Sunday. We don't really mean it. It's general time. It's a little funny. The Iker becomes the Tavos. Tavos becomes Iker. And not only that, what about the Jews in Eretz Yisrael? They're not going to have Yom Tov on Monday. Okay, Shavuos is just Sunday. That's it. They complain about having 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday. Okay. But they don't have Monday. There's no Shavuos on Monday. So what? We'll at least say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the day that is indeed the day of Matan Torah Seinu, even though it's funny because the second day, which is secondary, becomes like the Iker. But Eretz Yisrael, what are you going to say? So therefore, he refers to something he said earlier, But then we'll come back to that in a second. He said back in Siman Tov Lamed in source 33. But then he said, Nira l'di mikara lo kasha midi. It's not really a question to begin with. And he quotes that Rivash we saw before in the Tshuva Siman Tzadivav. Shalo Torah, Tola HaKosav HaKashuz B'yom Matan Torah L'Biyom HaChamishim L'Omer. Today, okay, Bizman HaZed, Yadin Mekriyad Yachal Olam Misamala V'yir Choser, the month's work, right, 1 30-day month, 1 29-day month, Nimtza D'Hashom HaChamishim Yom Heim Shisha Siman. So we can say it because it's Taka the fifth. I that year was day 51. Okay, there was no Omer, and we were interested in matching up anything. It was the sixth of Sivan. Now it's the 50th. That's what we mean by calling it Man Matan Torah Sakeno Yom Matan Torah Seinu. Okay, he quotes that Gemara again, Rosh Hashanah, that sometimes nobody holds Matan Torah on Hey Sivan. Right, at least at the moment, nobody holds Matan Torah on Hey Sivan. And yet, like that Gemara said, Rosh Hashanah Davam Beis, there were some years when Shavuos on Hey Sivan. So what, they didn't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? When they davened, they made Kiddush, when Shavuos turned on the 5th, based on maybe both months were Mali, were 30-day months, Nisan and Iyar were both 30-day months, so it ends up a Shavuos on the 5th of Sivan. Nobody holds, you can have Machlokas, Reb Yossi and the Rabbanan. Reb Yossi said Shavuos was the Matan Torah was the 7th day of Sivan, the Rabbanan said it was the 6th of Sivan. Nobody says the 5th of Sivan, yet some years they celebrated Shavuos on the 5th of Sivan, according to that Gemara. So it's okay, that's the point. Okay, it goes by the days of the Sphira. Now it happens to match up. We weren't interested in what it was that year. Then he mentions something else, though. He refers to what he says in his commentary on Chok Yaakov earlier in Or Chaim Sivan Tov Lamed, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, Sivkot and Beis. He says, you know what? The whole question is predicated on the Yetzias Mitzrayim having been on a Thursday and Aseres HaDibros Matan Torah on Shabbos. Because if you look in the Seder Olam is a historical work, look what he says here. Apparently, it's not universally agreed upon that it came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. According to the Seder, it only came out on Friday. Which, Christ, all questions are all gone. But that is perfect. It came out of Mitzrayim on Friday, got torn on Shabbos, day 50, everyone lives happily ever after. So, according to the Seder Olam, there's no problem. And he quotes other Makoras they have like that. Okay? And the sixth, and without goes to Rabbanah, was the sixth of Sivan. According to Biosi, was the seventh. Maybe that's part of Machokas. That's what Chok Yaakov says. Biosi holds was the seventh of Sivan. Okay, so he holds it came out on Thursday. Okay, but anyway, that's what the Chok Yaakov says. And it's okay to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, especially since, again, we said before that Zman, that's the Chok Yaakov. If you look in the Pirkei de Eliezer, okay, you see a different teretz, the reverse teretz. Pirkei Avos also a midrashic collection. Perek Mem Vav, 34. Avos and Azariah Omer, Erev Shabbos b'shish alachodik shish alzbam kibul yisrael asadim pros. He says that he can agree that they came out on Thursday, but he doesn't agree that they got the Torah on Friday, on Shabbos. That Gemara that we started with Shabbos Pei Vav, that Gemara says, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi agree that it was on Shabbos. But in the Pirkei Avos, we have the teaching from Avos and Azariah, who holds that Matan Torah was on a Friday, not on a Shabbos. Okay, so they came out on Thursday, and they got the Torah on Friday. That's day 50. So also the question's gone, right? Erev Shabbos, Yechodesh, that's also like that in the Mechilta of Yishmael. Assuming Parshas, Bo, Mesichta B'chodesh, Parsha Gimel. Okay? It says, look at that, Zay Yom Shishi, Shabo Nitna Torah. Shenemar Kibam HaShishi, Erev Shemani Kolam Har Sinai. The Torah was given on, according to only 2 days of Agbalah, Hashem's original plan. So on the sixth day of Sivan, the Torah was given. That was a Friday. Biosi says it was a seventh. Fine. But according to the way we follow, according to this approach, we follow the Rabbanah, it was the sixth of Sivan. The Torah was given on a Friday, like it says in the Pirkei Avos. And again, the question doesn't come off. So you can answer it from both ends. Not everybody agrees with the Hanukkahs, with the assumptions that the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Ramah Mifano, makes in posing the question first, but not necessarily so obvious. You look at the Minchas Chinuch, it's a Shin Tes in Oz Beis. He says that this is a machlokas. Near a daito kiksaka, the 50th day and so on, that's like the psak of the Brice of the Seder Olam. Okay, the Seder Olam, and it works out the same thing. That's the machlokas. Seder Olam, that they came out of Mitzrayim on a Friday. So then everything works out. They got the Torah on Shabbos. Okay, and that's what we seem to follow. On the other hand, well, if you look at the end of the Minchas Chinuch, if you Brice Acheros, Yotzu Yisrael Mitzrayim Hayab Yom Hey Im Kain Shabbos Bonit Yom Yom Bonit Natorah Yom Yom Nun Alvus here, okay, and that wasn't a Yontif. So anyway, it says it depends how what historical event took place. A different answer is proposed by the on our Amai Prague. Okay, and the Minchas Chinuch, basically the answer is that, all right, our approach to say Zman Matar Seinu on, even though it was, is on day 50, even though it was day 51, well, no, that's, we're following the Seder Olam. They came out of Mitzrayim on a Friday and not on a Thursday, in which case, no question. Maralmi Prague, in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, has a different answer. He said, can combine it a little bit. Perkov Zion, Tiferes Yisrael 37. He says, V'anu Omer Michag Atzeres and Tzilas Achag Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Now that works out according to Rabbanon, because it's the 6th of Sivan. What about according to Biosi? So he says as follows. Makadosh Baruch Hu, as far as he's concerned, he was ready to give the Torah on the 6th. Right, Mitzar Hashem is Baruch on the third line of 37. I'm no saying Zman Matan Torah Taka Biyom Chamishim. And notice how we don't say Yom Chag HaShavuot is Zman Kabbalas Torah Seinu. We say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The giver Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the capital G, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving. That was Taka on the 50th day. All right, then Rak Shelo Agia Torah Makabel. We didn't get it till the 51st, maybe because Moshe Rabbeinu added the day and so on. But Kedusha Sachag in Niskadesh Rak Yom Chamishim, the holiday where it goes by when Hashem was planning to give the Torah. Mishiyom Matan Torah Ba'atzma Yom Chamishim. All right, then we celebrate that day. Then the Makabel on the 51st day, and that's what the idea is. And Moshe added day and so on. But that's the point of the Maral. Okay, and I think it's an interesting answer. He says, "Mitam the machshava of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the intent of Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That was day 50, and therefore it's perfectly okay to say, "Zman Matan Torah Seinu." Then we didn't say "Zman Kabbalas Torah Seinu." He says "Zman Matan Torah Seinu" on day 50. Similarly, the Kedushas Levi and B'midrash and Shavuos, B'midrash 38. He says that the difference in machshava and the ma'aser, because Moshe added the day, it's just similar to the Maral in Prague. I don't know if you saw the Maral, but Moshe Rabbeinu said, they were told. We saw in Pasuk good, but in Pasuk Tesvav that in print it says Hayunuchim l'shoshes yomim, prepare yourself for 3 days. Meaning of a daito in the third line of 38. And atarli saw b'shisha b'sivan was the intent of Hakadosh Baruch Hu given a 6th. But Moshe added the day; he felt they weren't ready. But the ha'ara gedola, the great light and so on, the shining on Matan Torah, that was right in the 6th of Sivan, which Hakadosh Baruch Hu's intent. The ma'isa, there's a difference in machshava and the ma'isa. The ma'isa happened on the 7th of Sivan. Moshe added a day and so on. Therefore, it's okay, probably acceptable. Because Baruch is ready, so we can say it. Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the 6th of Sivan. There are a number of other indications. Clearly, we seem to say that the Matan Torah was on the 6th of Sivan, which would seem to be a kasha according to Biosi. Parshas Bereishis, we say this at least part of perhaps the whole pasuk in Kiddush on Friday night. Parshas Bereishis, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph of Bereishis. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'nei tov ma'od. Vayeri vayvoker yom hashishi. What do you mean yom hashishi? An extra hey, Rashi points out. The name of the Gemara about Azar Dav Gimel Aleph. Okay, Rashi the Chumash points out in Perak Aleph of Bereishis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Yom, what do you mean yom hashishi? Hosted hey b'shishim gomar sabreishis lomar. She refers to something else. Refers to the sixth of Sivan. All the other days says yom sheni, yom shishi, yom revi, yom chamishi. But it says yom hashishi. It was like a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a condition. Okay, Tanai. That when the whole world was created for the sake of Torah, so when the people accept the Torah, originally the Torah was given to all mankind, eventually it was the Jewish people, when the Torah will be accepted, that makes the whole world worth being created. The point is, kulam tluva only by yom hashishi, hu shishi b'sivan amuchal amat in Torah sin hashi. Now, but Azar, Tos says like that also, the Gemara says like that also, Gimel and Aleph, by the name of Reish Lakish, why do we have that extra hey? Rashi there, what is Azar Gimel Aleph, Yisera, it says, at the end of my separations, why do I say hey? Because it's hinting to yom hashishi. Day of Matan Torah. In fact, it's that same sugi in Shabbos. Peches of Aleph has this also in 43. Spells out more clearly. Omer Shlokish. My dechsiv ayir vavokah yom hashishi. Hey, you say rolamali. What did they say for? The lamed shehisna kodesh baruch hu ma'isim bereishis. Ravel ha'am if you saw him a kabban on Torah tamiz kamil la'ab and he machzor is coming to tovavo. I'll destroy the whole world and put it back to tovavo. Meaning everything was suspended to the day that the day of Torah was given. Okay, that's the idea. So Yom Hashishi is Merames to Matan Torah. So asks Tosus, 1 second. Tosus, about Azar Gimel Aleph, 45. Yom Hashishi, the Diramaskal Tema. Lamanda Amar, Rabbi Yossi. B'shiva l'chodesh Nesar says, my Yom Hashishi. What's this whole big drasha Yom Hashishi that was waiting for the 6th day? But according to Biosi, it wasn't given on the 6th of Sivan, it was given on the 7th of Sivan. Shlomar, the Yom Kamala Omar, the Umidi Mishum Chulsa, the Urcha, he quotes that something else. I begin that Sugi Inami. Hoysa Ruyoli Nasin Bashishi. Same answers before. He tells us, gives that answer, do a different Kasha. But it works for our Kasha too. He says that Kaddish Baruch was ready to give the Torah on the 6th, but Moshe added the extra day, the Marsha. Yeren Avodah in the Chiddush HaGadol Gimel and Aleph in Avodah Zarah 46. Okay, he quotes the Tosas and he says, well, he doesn't love that answer. Shinu dechukah, it's a shvach answer. Now, Nirab is there something else. If you look carefully in the sugya in Shabbos, he says, and we saw the sugya inside. He says that the really and the ikkar was the 50th day, right? He says lechula alma, third line of 46. Nitna Torah b'yom nun aleph min asira. Lama kava shesh b'mizvar chakshul dos b'm chamishim min asira. Hakavana b'zelav yishelo ha'yisal az v'uyim lechach mas Torah. Ad sheyitaru v'katshu atzom v'kol tumas mitzrayim sheyotzom mitzrayim. 50 is always a number of completion, like, you know, with the Yovel and everything else. They had to get to the point of having been completely removed from the Tumah of Mitzrayim and so on. Like the Shabbos of the years of Yishmit and Yovel. So the feast should be Yom Nun Nigmara HaTara, the 50th day after day 49, on day 50, the Tara was completed. So then on the Yom Nun Aleph, we got the Torah. Okay, and he mentions you have to have Yiras Chet Kodom LeChochma and so on, Kodom LeTorah. And he says that's why there's no problem. Because the truth of the matter is, the seventh day was when it was given. We say Yom HaShishi, we shall ikra kibo nikra chag HaShavuos L'doros. But that year, they had to wait an extra day. So something unique about that year. Another interesting Gemara that relates to this, that Tori Evan stresses it. The Gemara at the end of Megillah, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, talks about the laning on Shavuos. So Gemara says, the Kris HaTorah, 47. Batzeres on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos. That's the psukim that I read back in source 2 in Parshas Re'eh. You read Parshas Re'ei on Shavuos. Umaftirin b'chavakuk. Okay, that's off Torah. L'cherim omim chodesh ha'shlishi. No, the laning on Shavuos is what I printed in source 10 in Parshas Yisrael. And umaftirin b'merkava. You read the Ma'aseh Merkava, the first parak of Yechezkel. So the Gemara concludes. V'idna the ikat v'yoma abdin katavara. We do both, and we do. The only thing is v'ipcha. We switch it around. Okay, we'll read on the first day of Shavuos, Sunday morning. We'll read Bachodesh HaShlishi from Parshas Yisro and the Navi of Ma'aseh Merkava, Yechezkel, Perek Aleph. Okay, and the Ma'aseh Merkava, very difficult to understand. The Chazal say in one place, you're not supposed to study that publicly. So how do you have it as Haftorah? The answer is, if you stay up all night, nobody stays up for the Haftorah anyway. Okay, and I don't think, I happen to read the Haftorah in my shul, Yechezkel. I have to stay awake, but I think most of the rest of the tzibur were fast asleep, which I would be too, if I weren't reading it. Okay, anyway, but Lema'aseh, that's what we do the first day of Shavuos. We read the Yisro Bachodesh HaShlishi and the Ma'aseh Merkava Haftorah. And the second day of Shavuos, you read from Re'ei, Shiva Shavuos, Tisbalach, and the other parts around. You got to get five aliyahs in, and the Haftorah of Chavakuk. That's what we read. Okay, explains why, and Rashi explains why we read these different things, why these things are appropriate for Shavuos. The reason we switch it around, the third Rashi there, in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Surah 48, why? Because we want to read Bachodesh HaShlishi on the first day, because that corresponds to the day when we got it. Okay? The Kamar Tanakam Vatzer Shiva Shavuos, we do a Kriya Yom HaShani, Vibcha, the Matan Torah, B'Shishi B'Sivan, the last words of Rashi. Matan Torah is on the sixth, you may as well read about that on the first day of Shavuos, which we do. So ask the Tori Evan, the same Kasha Tosis Esten Avodah Zarah Dav Gimel. Tori Evan there in Megillah, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Tori Evan by the Shagasari, Dimasul Idna 49, writes, one second. He says, that's all well and good if you hold like the Rabbanan. Okay, if you hold like a Biosi, so why do you switch it around? We're not reading this the same day anyway. Okay, and spam. What about the idea of Palm and Behe? It didn't always work out even then. Because when Shavuos went on a Thursday, on the fifth day of the month, on the fifth of Sivan, then they read it on the first day, that doesn't work out either. Yesh Lomar, says the Tori Evan after three dots, the Afal Gav, that Teres, Palm and Behe, and so on, Mikom Okum Rov Pa'amim, Fear the Yachav, Kisader Echel, Molda, Chosr. Most of the time it works out. The Kayim of the Rov Palm, Chalat Teres, Bavav, Mesivan, Mishum Hachi, Tik Malikos, Pateres, Bachadosh, Shlishi, and does lean on both the Rov, go by the Rov. The same thing by us, the one of Rome, you know, it was day 51 that year, but we can say Rove of the years, it works out the day, you know, the sixth of Sivan is on day 50, that's what we do. Now, it's interesting, one other Ha'ara in this light, before we move to conclude. You know, this is an answer suggested by the Tzlach. We alluded to it in the Chok Yaakov, but the Tzlach says it more fully. It's commentary to Psochem, Samach Ches and Abayz. Again, emphasizing this point that we don't say Yom Matan Torah Seinu, but rather Zman Matan Torah Seinu. What's the point? The point is that Matan Torah was not a one-shot deal. Here's the Torah and that's it. You look in the Psukim, actually in Parshas Mishpatim, and we don't lay it on Shavuos. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim fills in some of the blanks about Mamad Har Sinai that were not mentioned in Parshas Yisro. But it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Perkov Dal, Shmos Posim Dal 50. Ayichtov Moshe is called Dibar Hashem. Moshe wrote everything down, okay, and then built the Mizbeach and so on, and you know, they sprinkled the blood, did different things there. And Pasuk Zion, Vayikach Sefer Abris, and Moshe took the Sefer Abris that he'd written, and Vayikra Baznam, and he read it to the people, and he said, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. That's what everybody said. They all said Naseh V'Nishma. That's the Pasuk. Naseh V'Nishma is not in Yisro. It's in Mishpatim, Naseh V'Nishma. Some people like point out it's in Shmos 24-7. Perkhav Dal Pasuk Zion. Naseh V'Nishma is 24-7. Okay. Basically meaningless, but it's a cute thing. Okay, anyway, we didn't make the proclam anyway. But all right, so be that as it may, but what did Moshe write down? By the way, so Rashi tells us, he didn't write down the whole Torah then. He didn't write down the whole Torah, like I've mentioned many times. When they say the Jews got the Torah on Shavuos that year, it didn't mean Moshe came down with the whole Torah, that they could just roll ahead a few columns and see what's going to happen tomorrow. Okay, otherwise, you know, they would told the Meraglim, don't do it. Told Korach and his men, no, it's not going to work out well. Obviously, they didn't know. It means he wrote down, or Rashi says, Mibreishes on Mount Torah, whatever, up until that point. And the rest was written at a subsequent time. Anyways, when was this that Moshe wrote this down? Okay, so you take a look in the Tzlach, in Psachim Samaches and Beis, he works out Dibras Al Kol Modim. The Nasa V'Nishma, that was said B'Chamishi B'Sivim. Okay, and that's what Rashi works out again. The Lord Tzlach works out because each time when Moshe went up was the morning. Okay. So they responded, you do all the psukim that I showed you in 10. And these psukim, again, I don't have time to go through it now, but the Tzlach works out the psukim. It turns out that they said on the 5th. So bottom line is, they already was Matan Torah earlier. I said before, nobody says they got the Torah on the 5th. Well, they didn't, but they said Nasa V'Nishma. In other words, it was a process. And then Moshe added a day. The whole thing, all three of these days of Matan Torah, that's the Tzlach writes, four lines in the bottom 52. L'chein nirulayin z'dayti kol hani tlosi yomi nikra Matan Torah. The time they said Nasa V'Nishma, and Hashem was ready to give the Torah, and then he received the Torah and everything else, right? Maybe actively they didn't get it until the 7th of the month or until the 51st of the Omer, so it doesn't matter. The whole period is called Man Matan Torah Seinu. So that's why he said at the end of B'zeh Matur, it's Kushas Amagan Avram. That's what Tzlach says, it answers the Amagan Avram's Kasha. Because we say Yom Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it's okay. It's all part of a continuum. It was a several-day process, not a one-time deal. Okay? It's a different approach. And I'll finish off with one side thing, getting back to that answer by Yom Toshin Shal goes. A different approach to Minchas Elazar, Munkacharov and Chuvas Minchas Elazar, Chalik Dalet, Tzim, and Mem Beis, in 53. But I think it's an interesting answer by Tzlach, right? It wasn't a one-and-out type of deal. It was a process. Okay. Anyway, the Minchas Elazar has an interesting answer based on a Zohar. Okay. Basically says that I'll say it outside, that the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, the sun never set, according to Zohar. It was a one long day, Yom HaRichta. Seventh and eighth day, end of Pesach. The seventh, Wednesday, it was one long day. The Mela says in Minchas Elazar, that's why that year was day 51. Okay. It was really day 50, even though it was from Thursday to Shabbos. Okay. It was really only day 50. When he got the Torah. Why? Because one day counted it. It was one long day, so it only counted as one. Not as two on the clock. You know, it was maybe two, but it was really only one day. That's the Michael Zalos answer. It's an interesting approach. Okay, it was the seventh and eighth day of the FTC Mitzrayim. It was really one day. So that's why it ended up really what it was. Tena Chanami. They got out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. They got the Torah on Shabbos, but it wasn't day 51. It was day 50 because it was one long day in the middle. All right, an interesting answer, Michael Zalos, based on the Zohar. I've heard others point out that connects somehow to staying up all night Shavuos, making it like one long day. Okay. Going back to this issue that the Magen Avraham himself gave the answer, that it had to do with the remez to Matan Torah. I'm sorry, a remez to Yom Tov Shein Shel Golius. So the Chassam Sofer in one Shuvah, Chelek Ardei Simon Reish Nun, 54, Chassam Sofer says that he's bothered by, you know, again, bothered by the Kasha, and he mentions the following. He says, but by the way, a different kasha. Okay, it ends up solving our problem too, but a different kasha. He says, we'll see how it all ties in. He says, why do we have an extra day of Yontif outside of Eretz Yisrael, Pesach and Sukkot? So we know because, you know, again, they had to wait for the people to be informed when Rosh Chodesh was. You can't be off by more than one day. But let's say Nisan was declared on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Tuesday. Okay, so they announced Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Tuesday. So Pesach, 2 weeks later, 15th Nisan is Tuesday. But I live out in the boondocks someplace, and I don't know when was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Was it Tuesday or was it Monday? I don't know. So they used to have a whole system with fires, lighting, torches, and so on. But that abolished that system when some wise guys lit the torch in the wrong night. So they had to go back to the Pony Express and send out messengers, mail service, and tell everybody. Good. So I'm counting. I'm living out in the boondocks somewhere far away from Michelle. I'm waiting. Today, the first or the second? I don't know. Second or third? Third or fourth? I don't know. Well, now it's coming up to Pesach. Okay. So if tonight is the 15th, I better make a Seder. I better get rid of all chametz. That's what they did. On the other hand, wait a minute. Maybe tonight, the next night is really Pesach. This was only the 14th. So I have to do it a second night. That's why I have a second Seder. That's why I have an extra day of Pesach, an extra day of Sukkot. Yes, it's a Chassam Sofer, but Shavuos, that shouldn't be necessary. Shavuos was never necessary. Because Shavuos has nothing to do with the calendar day. It doesn't matter when Rosh Chodesh was. It's 50 days from Pesach. By that time they knew, even they lived far away, by that time they knew when Nisan was. They may not have known yet when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, but who cares? That's not Kovea when Shavuos is. That's the Kasha of the Chassam Sofer. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, he says, and it's interesting because he concludes this tshuva by saying, is that what the Rambam says it? And a subsequent different tshuva, Chelek Arachaim from Kuf Mem Hei in 56, some sort of acknowledges the Rambam. The Rambam makes this point in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Par Gimel Achri Beis, especially today when we know we only keep the extra day today. There's no doubt. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. Look on your fridge. Okay, so we know when all the Rosh Chodeshes are. We know when Pesach is. Why do we keep it? I want to make Xerah to maintain the old practice. Yeah, but on Shavuos, we shouldn't have to do it. There was never a Sfeik of the Yom on Shavuos because everybody knew by the time Shavuos arrived when Rosh Chodesh Nisan had been and when Pesach was. They do the math and count out. Day 50, observe Shavuos. We're not sure when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. Who cares? It's not a function when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. So the Rambam right to the end, yeah, we do just like in if those people didn't find out when the Tishrei Yom Tovim were, because the Shulchan never got there, they would keep 2 days in the Nisan, even in the Nisan Yom of Pesach, even though they did find out, or vice versa. In other words, if you ever kept 2 days for something, you kept 2 days for everything, even if you did find out that year, found out when Sukkot was, but since you know when Pesach was, you had to keep 2 days. That's what the Rambam writes, okay? And at the end, he says, Hiskinu Chachamim last time, Shekol Mokum Shein Shukha Tisha Angin Shom Osin Shnei Yom Afilo Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Even though Shavuos basically we call a low plug. We don't distinguish any Yom Tovim. So therefore they kept 2 days of Shavuos also, even though they knew, and therefore we continue to keep 2 days of Shavuos. That's Chassam Sofer writes in his other Tshuva. First Tshuva in Chelek Aradei Asim Reishin Nun, he doesn't quote the Rambam. He said, Lora Isi Mishin Is Orbiz Evid. The Rambam does. Okay, but in his other Tshuva, he quotes the Rambam. So basically, it's Gzeira Otu, Pesach and Sukkot. Okay, but the Chassam Sofer concludes from there is an interesting thing. He says it comes out counterintuitive, but that's what he holds. It comes out that the second day of Shavuos will be stricter than the other two second days, the other two extra days. The other two extra days were rooted in Sufik. Okay, they were rooted in a doubt and a lack of clarity, a lack of being sure. But Shavuos was an actual Takana. So there's a Vaday. For a certain halachas. I won't go into that now, but that's some sort of says in some ways comes out that the second day of Shavuos is even stricter for certain din than the second day of the extra day of Pesach and of Sukkot. The Brisker Rav makes the same point in his Chiddush Emor and Rizal Levi Latar and my Parshas Emor. He notes the fact that the Pasuk says by Shavuos, we'll move to finish up, the Pasuk says by Shavuos, a unique phraseology. You look in, back in Source 1. Perk Chav Gimel of Vayikra Pasuk Chav Aleph. Ukrosem be'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh. What do you mean be'etzem, this very day? So Brisker Rav says, based on a Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and Perk Gimel Alecha Tez Vav and Tez Zayin, the Rambam posits, I'm saying outside, the Rambam posits that even if Edim never came, let's say Edim didn't come, right? Look at Tez Alecha Tez Vav quickly. Be'ezin Shiyashu Kol Hayom Sosu Kol Obo Edim. And therefore they made the leap month and so on. Then after a number of days, Edim showed up. A week later, a whole bunch of Edim came, so they can retroactively Mikadosh HaChodesh based on the testimony of Edim. And even if there was a Yontif that month, they wouldn't do the Yontif over again, but retroactively, in terms of the months, calculating the months, they'll retroactively change the day. So Brisker Rav says, you know what that means? That means by Pesach and Sukkot, it's possible that in a certain sense, they'll have been observed on the wrong day. If Edim come later and they have to recalibrate the month, okay, again, they won't observe the Yontif again, but they'll recalibrate the month based on the later testimony of Edim, so they'll end up being the wrong day. But Shavuos, that can never happen. That's why it says Be'et Semayom Hazeh, because Shavuos is always going to be the right day. Okay, an interesting side point. Okay, but bottom line, Rabosai, is that we have a number of different answers to this kasha of why we say Zman Matan Torseinu on Shavuos, even though it may not have been exact time that year. We had all these different terutzim. You know, the Teretz that is Merames, the Yontif Shenshel Go, is difficult, but it is what the Magen Avraham says. The Chassam Sofer says, the Lasid Love will be like that also, Yontif Shenshel Geula. Okay. Just to end off, it's interesting, one other point regarding Shavuos, but this will finish. Gemara Pesachim, Samach Chesem Beis, Rav Yosef, the Amor of Yosef says, Biyomu Datzart on Shavuos, he said, Avdi Le'igla Tilsa, fix for me the most delicious delicacy. Rashi says, Shlishi Lebetan, Umuchor, that's the choicest meat. Fix for me a meal with the choicest meat. You know why? I love Shavuos. You know why? Omar Ilav Hayom de Kakarn Kama Yosefika Bashukar. Because not for this day, I would not be anybody special. I'd be like any other, I'd be like the average Joe. Okay, I'd be like every other Yosef in the street. Okay? I'll be like a regular guy. Okay, Kama Yosefika Bashukar. What do you mean by that? Okay, so it's interesting. He's saying basically that everything he is because of Torah, and because he understands that, that's what makes him great. Whatever he has is because of Torah. All right. There's a Gemara in the end of Sota. Give me an extra minute. Mem Tesla Bay, very end of the Sota, puzzling Gemara, 61. It says, Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe, Rilanasi, died, Botla and Ovav Yerushchait. There's no more humility in the world. So Amalei Rav Yosef, okay, he said, Rav Yosef said, Lo Tisni Anova, don't say there's no more humility. Dikano, because I'm still here. All right. I mean, you know, what do you mean they're no more humble people? What about me? That's like the old joke. The guy introduced the speaker and said, you know, he was brilliant and a great orator and a great caring person, a great Baal Chesed, enumerated all these things about him. They introduced him to the speaker and he left out one thing, my humility. Okay. Anyway, but that's what he goes. So what's going on in that Gemara? The Marsha says they're insulted. I'm testing on the bays. He said he wasn't showing off. He's just explaining how you have to read the Mishnah. But there's a very interesting comment with this. We'll finish. The Be'er Heitev, here in Hilchos Shavuos, the end of Hilchos Pesach, Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet. He says like this. He says that you put the two Gemaras together. Rav Yosef wasn't on him. He wasn't saying to me, I'm so great. Because he already said in Pesachim, I'm only great. Why? Because of the Torah. If not for the Torah, I'd be nobody. That's humility. It had nothing got to do with me. It's because of Torah. Okay, that makes me great. So therefore, it was Takanan Vasani. He was a humble person. He was saying not about himself. Okay, he was saying based on what I said over there, I recognize, I acknowledge that everything I have is for the Torah. That's what the Bahita says. Okay, and he brings the Marsha also in. And he says that with that, we can understand why that year, okay, he said at the very end, we'll answer the Mogan of Rom's Kasha. Okay, it's that day. They had to be ready for that day, and it was day 51 because Yerushchei Todom L'Chachma. You need a day after the whole sphere. You need a day, so to speak. They needed a day just to get the Yerushamayim in order and so on. Okay, now okay, we celebrate. Okay, we don't know what we have other terutzim and so on. But that year was maybe put off a day. Maybe that's why Moshe added a day just because they need an extra day to appreciate the value that they're about to receive. So that's another possible approach to what it was that year. Now we have a fixed calendar, so we know it's always on day 50. It's always the Vav Sivan. Anyway, these are different approaches to this interesting question among the Ram. I take the opportunity to wish everyone a Gotten Shabbos and a Gotten Shavuos, a holiday of Kabbalah Satorah for all of us. A Gotten Shabbos and a Gotten Yontif.